Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 2016 investor call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Aurora Davidson. Please go ahead, Ms. Davidson.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning and welcome to the annual 2016 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources Limited on Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. I am Aurora Davidson, the company's Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Such forward-looking information will include, among other things, forecasts and projections about our copper production, which involves known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from such forecasts and projections. Therefore, although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on such forward-looking information. You should review our press release issued on February 22nd, 2017, and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking information made in this presentation. I would now like to introduce the company's President and Chief Executive Officer, Rob Henderson.
Thank you, Aurora, and thank you everyone for joining the call. I believe that 2016 was a very healthy year for Amerigo, and our sails are starting to be filled with the warm winds of higher copper prices. MVC's annual copper production was a record at 56.8 million pounds, and it was 52% higher than 2015 production. We drove the cash costs down to $1.73 a pound, levels last seen in 2009. The company ended the year with $15.9 million in cash. We met our production guidance, started to repay our debt, achieved the banker's completion test on schedule for the first phase of the Cauquenes expansion, and we advanced our planning to commence with the second phase of the expansion. As per our recent press release, our lenders, BBVA, have expressed interest in funding the $30 million project required to increase MVC's production up to 87 million pounds per year and drop our cash costs down to $1.40. The copper price continues to be the biggest driver of our profitability and consequently Amerigo's share price. Over the course of last year, the copper price dropped down to $2.10 a pound, and in the first three quarters of 2016, copper price appeared to be stuck in a range between $2.10 and $2.20, and we posted negative earnings for the first three quarters. However, in November last year, the copper price jumped to $2.60 a pound, and in Q4 2016, Amerigo generated positive earnings of $3 million. The high-grade historic Cauquenes deposit is performing very well and is meeting all expectations. For the year of 2016, MVC produced 32 million pounds of copper from the historic Cauquenes deposit, 21 million pounds of copper from the fresh tailings, and 3 million pounds of copper from toll treatment of Maricunga. In Q4 2016, MVC produced 13.6 million pounds of copper at a cash cost of $1.87 per pound. The Q4 copper production was negatively affected by a labor strike in October 2016, which resulted in 10 days of lost production, and we also had 6 days of lost production at the end of December due to an early annual planned maintenance shutdown at El Teniente. this lower production negatively affected unit cash cost. However, in the quarter, MVC did generate $7.1 million in operating cash flow. We also completed our 90-day production completion test required for the bank loan on the first phase of Carcanus, and this was successfully completed in November on schedule. We are now in discussions with BBVA for the second phase of the expansion. Phase two will augment MVC's existing plant facilities to improve the flotation recovery efficiency. Confirmatory metallurgical studies on the Carcanus material in 2016 have concluded that copper recovery can be increased from 34% up to 49%. The extra plant equipment required includes rougher and cleaner flotation cells, desliming cyclones, a concentrate regrind mill, and a concentrate thickener. We have commenced with engineering work, and we estimate that the $30 million project will take about 18 months to complete. So in the second half of 2018, we expect to start producing at an annual rate of 87 million pounds of copper and, more importantly, to drop our cash costs down to $1.40 per pound. This will place us in a very competitive position amongst our peers. So our key objectives in 2017 are first to deliver on guidance, which is 60 to 65 million pounds of copper at an annual cash cost of $1.60 to $1.75 a pound. Secondly, to commence construction of the second phase of the Carcanus expansion project. And thirdly, to ensure MVC's liquidity. We have made a substantial investment in the MVC, and I believe we are now very well positioned to take advantage of future increases in copper price. I'll now hand over to Aurora Davidson to discuss the financials.
Thank you, Rob. 2016, as Rob has mentioned, was a milestone year for Amerigo with the start of production from the first phase of Cauquenes, translating into the strongest yet annual copper production for the company. Amerigo and MVC focused intensely in meeting both production and cost objectives in 2016. With copper prices averaging only $2.14 per pound during the first 10 months of the year, this was of prime importance to ensure that the company was in a position to meet its debt obligations, which were encouraged to finance the first phase of the Cauquenes expansion. We're pleased to report that all scheduled debt repayments were made on time in the year, for a total of $19.4 million. In 2016, the company also received $4.8 million from the final disbursement of the Cauquenes Phase 1 expansion loan and $10 million from Codelco as part of a $17 million copper support loan triggered at copper prices below $2.80 per pound. This loan was fully utilized by MVC in 2015 and 2016. The company's cash-generating ability was substantially improved in the year as a result of higher production levels. Cash flow generated from operations was $9.6 million compared to cash used in operations of $5 million in 2015. We think it's important to point out that of the $9.6 million in operating cash generated in 2016, $7 million were generated in the fourth quarter as a result of the increase in copper prices that became evident as of November 2016. In fact, the copper price recovery in November and December of last year allowed the company to break a long period of financial losses. Amerigo posted earnings of $3 million in the fourth quarter compared to an annual net loss of $7.5 million. At December 31st, 2016, the company held $15.9 million and had improved its working capital position from a deficiency of $6 million the prior year end to positive working capital of $600,000. In respect of outstanding debt, at year end 2016, the company's total debt load was $69.8 million. This includes $51.7 million of the Phase 1 expansion loan with BBVA and Export Development Canada, and $18 million due to Codelco. The $51.7 million due to BBVA and EDC are scheduled to be repaid over the course of 5 years, that is 2017 to 2021, with equal capital payments of $5.4 million each June and December. The loan with Codelco was a copper price support loan of $17 million and includes accrued interest of $1 million. This loan currently has to be repaid by the end of 2019. MVC also has a $5.4 million balance of El Teniente deferred royalties. These were deferred in 2016. And there is currently no discussed repayment date, and therefore we have classified these deferred royalties as a current liability until a formal date is agreed by the parties. The excellent results achieved by MVC in putting into operation the first phase of the Cauquenes expansion and reaching record production levels and the more robust outlook on copper prices provided the necessary momentum to approach our lenders to discuss financing for the second phase of Cauquenes in 2017. Their response, as Rob has mentioned, has been positive, and a mandate agreement has been signed with BBVA to seek financing for the $30 million investment required for phase two of the expansion. Due diligence is now underway. We look forward to positive reports through the rest of the year, and we thank you for your continued interest in the company. Michael, you can continue with the question and answer part of our call.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before dialing your selection. If you have a question, you can register by dialing star 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can cancel your question if you wish by dialing the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. And the first question is from Joseph Rigor in Newport Beach. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for taking the questions. I guess the first thing, congrats on, you know, a strong quarter and a return to profitability. I think given the struggles in the quarter due to maintenance and the other shutdown, to turn a profit's a pretty good sign. You know, looking out to now having this decision to go forward with phase two, you know, can you talk to us about, you know, do you need additional permits? Are there any potential hurdles between now and, you know, the second half 2018 startup that you talked about?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, thanks for the positive comments. With regard to the second phase, we have all our permits in hand, so there's no real delay there. We have started the engineering work. And depending on the timing with the financing, you know, we'd probably expect to start procuring the long delivery items in April. So we should be able to break ground, you know, towards the middle of the year and get everything, you know, starting to be built towards the end, which gives us, you know, I think a reasonably easy target of the second half of next year to start operating at full tonnage. So it's a relatively straightforward project. The plant is a standalone plant from the existing plant, so we're not interfering with existing production. So we don't expect any, you know, upsets in production from tie-ins, et cetera. So it should be a pretty clean, straightforward project.
Okay. And then on the financing side, so BBVA has given you this mandate to do 50% of the $30 million CapEx and to help with, you know, arrange the other 50%. Is there any potential for you guys to just, you know, fund the other 50% out of cash flow and therefore, you know, reduce the amount of debt you take on?
It is possible. You know, BBVA and EDC have been partners on the first phase, and they certainly indicate they're keen to be partners on the second phase. So we'd probably look at doing that. You know, we do have the ability to pay down the debt, accelerated pay down of the debt, if we have, you know, more than expected cash flow. So I think that would be our strategy, is to, you know, continue with the same partners as before, but to pay down the debt more aggressively if we have excess free cash flow.
Okay. And then, you know, on the phase two of the expansion, it seems like the vast majority of the production increase comes from, improved recoveries. Is there any uptick in production rates, or are they basically flat with better recovery rates?
No, it's basically the tons stay the same, the grades stay the same, the recovery improves for the historic, and the recovery improves for the fresh because we now have more space in our plant to more efficiently process the fresh material. So it's purely an increase in recovery rates.
Okay. All right, I'll turn it over. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Stephen Ottridge in Vancouver. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Question just on the power standby cost is going up to $1.4 million a month, up from $400,000 in 2018, I believe it is. Is this now your power, its costs are over $28 million for the year, so you're doing in excess of $2 million a month. So that $1.4 million is coming out of that $2 million, I assume.
Hi, Stephen. Aurora, you want to handle that one?
Yes, that is correct, Stephen. We have a new power agreement coming into play that requires higher standby fees, but those are included within the total power costs projected by the company. So no, it's not an additional cost. It's a component of the total cost that should be in line with what we have seen in the last year.
Okay, that's good. Now, Rob's already sort of mentioned why the cash cost in Q4 was $1.87 as opposed to $1.73 for the year was because of the strike and the maintenance work. Have you estimated what it would be if that strike and maintenance work hadn't occurred?
Probably would have been similar to what we had in Q3. We had the effect of lower production in Q4 affecting costs, and we also had the additional labor cost of the full bonus, even if we structured payment of the bonus to the unionized workers to be paid out in 3 years, the full cost of the bonus is recognized in Q4.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, one other thing I noticed in the financials, you've got a substantial positive settlement paid out in Q4 for smelters adjustments. Any estimate for what that will be in Q1 17?
Depends on the copper price. We did have that estimate, that substantial adjustment, as you're saying, and the reason for that is because of our N+3 quotational period with Codelco. So we basically had, or we captured the benefit of 3 full months of price adjustments that hadn't been realized for Q3, and that was a major trigger in profitability, but we've also seen an increase in copper price since the prices that were used for Q4 closing.
Okay.
So we would like to estimate what it would be because we don't want to estimate what the closing copper price will be at the end of this quarter.
Okay. I'll ask one other one for now. I saw in the TV news last night that fires in Chile are causing problems down in sort of the central area. Any problems for you guys?
Not that I'm aware of, Stephen. The fires are down in the Valparaiso area, and they seem to have them every year, but this year they're particularly bad, but they certainly don't seem to be affecting us right now.
Yeah, I think the place was called Parral, I noticed, and that looked to me closer to the coast, but almost due west of Nicaragua.
Yeah.
So that's why I was being concerned and things. So if there either was a fire around, it's not going to get into your plant material.
That doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll hang on, let somebody else talk, and I might come back.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. There are no further questions, Ms. Davidson. I would like to turn the conference back over to you.
Thank you very much, Michael. We appreciate your attendance to the annual 2016 conference call of Amerigo, and we look forward to our next discussion, which will take place after the Q1 2017 results are released. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your conference has now ended. All callers are asked to hang up their lines at this time, and thank you for joining today's call.